Thank you. Mrs. Philip Graham on 90.
Hi, Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to report back to you on two matters. One, the matter of the police chief, and two, on the matter of Jerry Siegel.
Good.
On the matter of Jerry Siegel, I naturally would not stand in his way. And we would do everything possible in the way of fulfilling his stock options and all that to help him over the government salary. Jerry himself is extremely dubious about whether he can ask his family to make this much of a sacrifice. And says it would be extremely difficult, but if you would like to talk to him, he naturally would come and talk to you.
All right, that's good. Is his salary considerably more than we could pay him?
His salary is about $40,000.
Well, he does have to make...
With a large stock up. Which is not...
Why didn't you hire me?
You weren't available.
Tell Phil I think he mistreated me. I was available. I was just working at 22. Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll see. And I just don't guess I can ask him to
Well, apparently he's just getting off the ground.
Yes, he is, and just bought a home and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he never did, he worked for nothing for a long time.
Right, and then apparently graduated late from law school and then the war.
Well.
So it really is tough, know, as far as I'm concerned.
No, well, I think you've done all you can, honey. I think you've fulfilled more than you ought to, so that's that. And
I'd like to help you in any way.
I know that. Well, I understand that.
And when you say you want something, it's almost an order.
I know that. Well,
and with Jerry, too.
I know that, but I don't want to. We can do other things. We're just somebody that's a little better shaped than he is, so we'll make them do it.
I'm sad about that, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Now, about the police chief.
Yeah.
I've spent quite a lot of time on that today because I was very upset. I've talked to Horsky and to Briner and everybody involved, and I can only give you my objective judgment. As far as DeBriner is concerned, this was not in any sense a deliberate betrayal. In fact, he said that when he learned through the FBI about Murray's nonsense, he leapt on the phone to keep you from writing him a letter at the time of the dinner. You know, that obviously he wouldn't have done this intentionally.
Did what now? Left what?
Well, excuse me?
I didn't hear what you said there.
Oh,
you said,
he'd
left or something.
He'd leapt to the phone to make sure that you didn't write a letter to the dinner honoring Murray.
Yeah.
He wanted to, be sure you got out of that one. He has nothing but regard for you, for Horsky, the misunderstanding, and it was a misunderstanding, arose from the fact that he thought that the only commitment was to call the Attorney General, and he thought it was Kennedy's particular interest in the district that he was supposed to report to. And this may have been a dumb misunderstanding or a bad misunderstanding, but it was a genuine misunderstanding. Horsky never refused to take Horsky's calls. Horsky called at 10:05, and he had left the office at 4:45, and he called him as soon as he got home. Now about Layton, there are all sorts of rumors, I gather, but as far as Ben Gilbert and Russ are concerned,
who are they?
Russ Wiggins.
And
Ben Gilbert, who's our, city editor, who's much closer to the district.
I don't know him.
Well, he's very bright, tough, independent guy. They all say that Layton is by far the best if you are going to have a man in the department.
We don't want a man in the department. That's what we want to get away from. We've got a record here that brings a blush of shame to even my cheek. And I'm not any holier than thou, person, but I just think it's disgraceful.
But, Mr. President, all I'm saying is that it's hard to unwind this for you. Tobrano said, as far as I'm concerned, I'll go to him and tell him he has to resign, but it's very hard
to... He hadn't taken the oath yet. What I think we ought to do, I think we ought to just, these three commissioners ought to say that we are going to, after consultation with the Attorney General, and if they want to, say the White House, we are going to seek the best man in this nation for the toughest job in this city to make Washington, D.C. Criminal free. And we ought to get the outstanding criminologist we can get, whoever he is, put the committee to work on it, and bring in the best one and do whatever we need to do to get it and make this the model city in the nation, because I can't stop them from rioting in New Jersey and doing all these other things in Harlem if Washington, D.C. McNamara's girl can't come in without getting her purse snatched out from her at her house.
Mr. President, Russ, my fellows are worried that if you do this, you're then responsible for the police commissioner in the district.
I'd have a committee of three men to pick the outstanding criminologists in the country and bring them in here. If they're not going to get them, if the commissioners won't do their duty, if they just take some local punk that's just risen to the outfit, and look, I understand that they told me today that it wasn't a purse deal, but it was
it was a bad check, George.
Bad check.
And there's nothing wrong with his, I've looked into that. It was nulli prost on the basis that she pay up, which is a routine thing. And he did not tell Atchison that this was his daughter because he wanted to lean over backwards not to ask favors. And it is not unusual. In fact, it is usual. 99% are nulli prost if they're paid up. So this is not a scandal.
Well, it's a problem anyway to start off with, isn't it?
They say not, that, you know, everybody has grown-up children who do things that are not, you know.
Yeah, but everybody has had somebody work for them sometime and got in trouble afterwards. But you see what national campaign you can get on Bobby Baker. He didn't have a vending machine company when he worked for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had one. But he's my protege. I don't know where he got to be, but he is. He was there 10 years before I got there, and he's there 4 years after I've gone, and his troubles came after I left. But it doesn't affect Mansfield, it just affects me.
Well, now, I'm a little bit on the spot because Russ said, you know, I can can the editorial tomorrow, but they say that on the face of it, there's nothing, you know, that we have to say, well, this is okay.
Well, I hope that in the days ahead, if we do say it's okay, that we don't say this record here in this district's okay. I think that this is a bad boy, and I believe he is, and I think we'll find it out. But he's evidently made peace with them, and Tobriner has. I think Tobriner's, but I don't believe Tobriner misunderstood this at all.
Mr. President,
I just can't believe it.
I'd go bail for this. And Tobriner said he'd come to see you. He'd do, and you know, if you would see him, he'd do anything.
I don't know what to do. I told the top man I had to see that the Attorney General was notified and the White House was notified. Me that has been done. Yesterday they called me and said that he said it's a misunderstanding. Now it looks like to me he wanted to misunderstand me. I don't want to be usually hard, but didn't Horsky tell you that he was asked to have the Attorney General notified, me notified, and he didn't say Bobby Kennedy. He said the Attorney General.
Well, I gather, Mr. President, it was several months ago, and the meeting was with Kennedy, and so...
Wasn't with Kennedy. It was Orsky. Met with us. These are my instructions. And Orsky was told.
But when Kennedy was still Attorney General?
Yes, that's right, but he wasn't told. He was told to meet with the Attorney General in the White House. He didn't say Lyndon Johnson and Bobby Kennedy. We had had hopes that we could go all over this country and bring in the outstanding man in America, and I think that's what we ought to have, the national capital.
Well, obviously we're behind you on this and want it as badly as you do. Russ is afraid that that you might end up with Tribriner's resignation.
I wouldn't give a damn. I think it ought to wind up with it. If I knew how to get it, a man that can't carry out a simple instruction to notify the man he's appointed before he puts the man in charge of crime in the Capitol, and he misunderstands it. Mm-hmm. He oughtn't to be running this nation. He oughtn't to be the mayor of it. And I just told him today, I don't want to even have the fella around me meeting me with any folks if I send him word to notify us and he just can't understand it.
Well,
I don't know what he'll do to me tomorrow. I reappointed him because y'all bragged on him and what a great guy he is. And I haven't found anybody that really shares that view.
We don't think he's a great guy.
I think we ought to get somebody that's great. But I don't think he is. And I'd love to have his resignation, and then I'd love for some of you folks that live here in the district know it, to pick out an outstanding man. Let's draft him to run this capital. But I don't think we ought to have a fellow that can't understand when you tell him. And Tobriner, Russ may believe him, but I don't believe that he misunderstood. And it's a shallow story to me when you tell him to check with the Attorney General in the White House when a vacancy is open, when they get rid of this guy. Which they ought to get rid of, and he oughtn't have to been told that. We oughtn't have to tell him to get rid of him. If he is a good district commissioner, he wouldn't be having a chief that way. He'd be on top of it. But anyway, when he didn't, why, he was told to check with us. Now he says, well, since Bobby Kennedy went out, why, he didn't think he's obligated to check with his successor. Well, that don't make sense. You check with the position, you don't check with the individual.
That Kennedy, you know, kind of made a specialty of the district.
Every attorney general has to make a specialty. He's responsible for this town.
Yeah.
And when this attorney general's gone, I want him to check with the next one if he gets ready to appoint one.
Yeah.
Katzenbach may not be there. And so that's a poor excuse. But the president's still the same president. The White House still the same White House. And he just needs an earphone there, I guess. He didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
His explanation to us is a very weak one, that he just didn't quite understand it. And what I think they ought to do is just say this fellow, that we want to go to the country and get the best come knowledge to bring him in here. But they did all this in such a hurry and so quick, and none of them discussed it with anybody here.
I gather it was speeded up. You know, the other misunderstanding was they thought Murray was going to stay on through inauguration. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to report back to you that I'm worried about your own.
Well, I think we've got a warning. I think the good Lord has kind of given us some notice here that we ought to send up a stoplight and take a look at this. And I'm going to urge them to do it. And if they want to override it, well, then they can...
You're going to do what, sir?
I'm going to urge them to...
Urge who?
The commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that this man is very unacceptable to the Negro population.
Well, now, I asked about that because I'd heard that, and Russ says that there's nothing on his record to indicate this except that the Afro-American, which really is a very irresponsible Negro paper, run by a man named Stone at that time, took off after him because he did, in fact, have to enforce the gambling laws. And the Afro regarded gambling as a valid occupation for Negroes in the district.
Have you talked to John Duncan, the district commissioner?
I have not talked to him directly, but to Brian, I had heard that Duncan was against him.
That's what I was told.
And Duncan approved this, Mr. President, unless Tobron is lying to me.
Well, I was told, listen, let me hold here. I was told that he said today that he didn't, and that these other two fellas did it. One of them's an engineer that doesn't know much about it, and Tobriner was railroading it. Now, wait a minute,
well,
let me ask.
He gave his assent to them.
Let me ask if he did. Let me see.